Let's head to the KRDO Newsline this afternoon, and we're very pleased to be joined by Colorado Springs Utilities' Abby Ortega, Water Supply Resources Manager for the utility. Abby, welcome to the show.
Hi, Shannon.
Well, you're here to talk about what our water outlook is for this summer. Certainly, you know, every year we watch very closely to find out whether or not we're facing drought conditions. Certainly, we went into this winter on the arid side. Right now, what's the outlook?
Yeah, unfortunately, it hasn't gotten much better, Shannon. As you probably know, Colorado Springs gets most of our water supply from the mountain regions, and our mountains have just been behind on snowpack all year. And with that really dry fall, while snowpack in the Colorado River Basin is about 75% of normal, we really expect a lot of that water to not come off as runoff, but to go into the soil moisture deficit to replace some of that. And so we're expecting a below average year for runoff. That said, the system that feeds Colorado Springs, the city of Colorado Springs, is about 76% of average in terms of our storage. So we're not looking at going into drought restrictions or water restrictions for our community, but we are looking for our community to continue to use that water wisely. We implemented our WaterWise rules last year, where we ask our customers to only water 3 days a week. And we really think that if folks listen to that, like our customers are always so good about doing, that we'll be okay and we'll be able to pull out of this drought and keep our storage at reasonable levels for this year.
Right. And a lot of it depends on temperatures, right? Because if you get a really hot season, you're going to have a lot of evaporative loss as well.
Right. When it's really high, we see that higher evaporation from our reservoirs, and we see use go up in town, right? Because when it's hot and dry, people feel like they need to water more. And we fully understand that, and we expect that it's going to be a fairly hot, dry year. All indications are pointing to not seeing as much rain this year as we would in an average year.
So these restrictions that we're talking about, the WaterWise restrictions, they're more of a voluntary sort of restriction, but highly advised. Is that what they boil down to?
So we were in voluntary water restrictions pretty much every year since 2013. And last year we entered into what we call our WaterWise rules. And we really ask our customers to only water 3 days a week. They can pick those days. We just want to make sure that we're not wasting water. And so it's 3 days a week, May 1st through October 15th. Run your sprinklers either before 10 a.m. or after 6 p.m. to reduce that evaporation during those hot, dry days. You know, they have the don't let the water pool on the hard surfaces or flow down gutters. Repair your leaking sprinklers within 10 days. So it's a little bit different than the voluntary watering restrictions. And it's different than our water shortage in that we're not telling you what days you have to water, but we are asking customers to just water 3 days a week.
If you're, so people would want to avoid overwatering because I assume they'd get a knock on the door from CSU. But if you're, for instance, noticing a business that maybe is managed offsite and it's watering more than those 3 days, the zones are getting more than those 3 days, would you say to give CSU a call?
We work very closely with our commercial customers. But we do have the Water Supply Watch page at csu.org that folks can go to. And there's mechanisms to report if you see people wasting water so that we can be made aware of that and contact that customer and make sure that they understand the rules.
Okay. And we're also heading into planting season. A lot of folks are swarming those garden stores, I noticed. What would you advise to people who are looking into, you know, putting in plants and, you know, pretty plants this spring?
I would really say, you know, look for those native plants that work really well in Colorado Springs. And if you're questioning that, go to csu.org. And we have a page that talks about not only the native plants, but if you're looking at reestablishing your lawn, the things that you should be doing to keep the soil healthy so that that lawn can be successful. And you're not just wasting your investment, right? So we have a ton of resources for our customers, not only online through that, but you can go into our conservation storage and see some of those sample plants and see how they look that work really well in Colorado Springs. last year, of course, with the pandemic, we weren't able to do our in-person classes. But as a result, we have a ton of great video footage of those landscape classes so that anybody can watch those on their own time. And those resources are all linked up at csu.org.
And Abby, I know when you mentioned that we're at 76% of our reservoir capacity for water supply. I mean, it's just not even worth unpacking the whole discussion of whether we could ever build new reservoirs. That's not even in the cards, correct?
You know, as part of the Southern Delivery System, we did permit some new reservoirs that we'll build when the demands warrant for our community. When we look at what we have in storage today, we have 2.6 years of demand in storage, Shannon. And so that means that we can serve our customers for 2 years with what we have in storage today. So we're really in good shape because we've planned for the varying hydrology that Colorado brings us year after year, where we have our ups and our downs. And the storage that we have is critical for that. We continue to plan for our water supply future and look at expanding some of the storage that we have in existence and potentially putting some new storage out there, because we all know that as the climate continues to get warmer and drier, we need to be able to capture those bigger events that we have and hold those for years like this.
Okay. All right. Well, Abby Ortega, fascinating information. We appreciate you filling us in on what our water outlook is for this summer. Abby Ortega, who is the Water Resources Manager for Colorado Springs Utilities. We appreciate it.
Thank you.